The winners and losers of healthcare reform.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. There was one theme among Democrats last night, that uninsured Americans were the big winners in last night's health care overhaul vote. Republicans had a theme, too. The near-trillion-dollar price tag is too high, and the bill doesn't actually fix the system. One thing's for sure, the healthcare business in this country is about to change big time. Marketplace's healthcare reporter Gregory Warner joins us live from WHYY in Philadelphia this morning, our health desk. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's the impact on healthcare professionals?
Well, we're already facing a shortage of nurses and primary care doctors in this country. So if you imagine 30 million new people with insurance under this bill, that's going to put a strain on the system. We'll need more medical professionals. And if you compare this to the state level, in Massachusetts, when they did reform there, we saw an uptick, particularly in the number of physician assistants and nurse practitioners.
And how about different industries? How did the insurance business do?
Well, despite the public flagellation of insurance executives, they actually came up pretty well. The insurance industry has been promising for a year now that it was willing to drop things like stopping people's coverage when they got sick if, and this was the big if, there was some kind of mandate to encourage healthy people to buy coverage. And that's exactly what they got. Under this bill, millions of new healthy customers.
And what about the drug industry, Gregory?
The drug industry were early supporters of reform, and they reaped the rewards. They won 12 years of protection against generic or generic-like competition for biotech drugs, which is a hugely profitable industry. And finally, they will have to provide discounts on drugs to help seniors pay for medication. But that might actually benefit companies because as drug costs climb, more and more people are leaving prescriptions unfilled. And when people don't buy any drugs, the companies don't get anything. So this way, they at least get something.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner reporting live from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Gregory, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Today is World Water Day. It's a chance for United Nations officials to draw attention to unsafe drinking water across the globe. The UN says unsanitary water results in a substantial number of deaths every year. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
The UN says the world dumps 2 million tons of sewage, industrial, and farm waste into our water supplies every day. Some 2 million children under the age of 5 die every year from drinking water tainted by human waste. They live in places like sub-Saharan Africa and India. But industry plays a role, too. Peter Glick, president of the Pacific Institute, says many companies in developing countries dump industrial waste indiscriminately because there's no penalty.
When you make it expensive to pollute, and if you put standards to protect water quality, industry is very good at figuring out how to protect water quality.
By UN estimates, 70% of industrial waste in developing countries goes untreated into surface waters like rivers and oceans. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Let's check numbers. European shares are lower right now, anywhere from 0.5% to 1%. In Asia, markets were mostly mixed today. The Hang Seng dropped 2%, not helped by a sudden interest rate hike in India. Wall Street last week, the NASDAQ was up under 0.5%. The S&P and Dow gained about 1% last week.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Vanguard, reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com.
China hosts the World Expo in a few weeks. Hotel rooms in Shanghai will be at a premium. There's a new lodging option there with a familiar name. The Peninsula Hotel had its grand opening late last week, and Marketplace's Scott Tong was there.
Traditional Chinese drummers kick off this spectacle of a night, complete with a red carpet entrance for movie stars, bankers, gawkers.
It's a bit like being at the Oscars.
Yes, it was a little, yeah.
I was looking for Joan Rivers.
It's part high society, part performance, part Chinese acrobats.
What we just saw here was these guys dressed in bellhop uniforms come over the side of a building and walk down the side of the building.
Suspended by cables 100 feet high. The hotel is a brand new building, though its parent company has old Shanghai roots. In the 1920s and 30s, it ran Asia's finest hotels, says historian Peter Hibbard. They hosted afternoon teas for guests like Albert Einstein and Charlie Chaplin.
On offer were cream cakes, real cream cakes, amongst a whole mesh of beautiful cocktails and debutantes looking for new partners in life.
But in the 1940s, the Communist Party took over China. Out went the Western companies like this hotel group. Chairman Michael Koduri, whose family made its early fortune in Shanghai, says the company waited 60 years to return.
That day has now arrived.
The new peninsula has an old-school look. Ballroom singers wear 1920s flapper dresses. The hotel's marble floors sport Art Deco geometry. Shanghai native Wang Yanping.
Compared to other five-star hotels, this one is elegant and classic. The crown molding is from the 1920s and 30s. It's old Shanghai taste.
I want to be a part of it. Shanghai, Shanghai.
One thing that's changed since the 20s is the price. The basic room starts at $470. In the Peninsula Suite overlooking the Shanghai waterfront sets you back $1,200. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And staff researcher Cecilia Chen contributed to that report. You can see photos of the Peninsula Shanghai at our website, marketplace.org. And finally, Australian researchers say you may not be getting what you think when you pick out a pricey bottle of red or white. Cosmos magazine reports a team of investigators used scientific carbon dating to determine whether vineyards are honest about marketing a wine from a certain year. The researchers say up to 5% of wines are not from the year the label reports. The conclusion? Some wines indeed may be sold before their time, or after. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Thanks for being with us. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.